Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, folks, it's Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 165, and we are starting off with some sad news from Camp Blood Haunted Attraction in Carrollton, Georgia. Camp Blood is sad to report that they have lost one of their family. Don Tewksbury of Carrollton, who played Uncle Buck and Pawpaw for several years, passed away on November 5th. The cause of death was organ failure due to possible blood infection. He was in his 60s. He will be missed because not only was he good at his part, he was good to everyone he met. The Big Scary Show and Big Scary News sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Don Tewksbury and the Camp Blood Haunted Attraction, and offers up this moment of silence. On a little lighter note, we have news on our 10,200th like on Facebook. Big Scary Show would like to congratulate Luke Palmer of Cannock, United Kingdom, for being our 10,200th like on Facebook. Thank you, Luke, and please continue to listen. Remember, folks, for every 100th like, we will give you a shout-out. So once again, thank you to Luke Palmer across the pond in Cannock, UK. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show, and Instagram at Big Scary Show. We have this update from the Cult Classic Convention 2020 coming to Bastrop, Texas. We are happy to announce that Linnea Quigley is joining us for the Cult Classic 2020. You know her from tons of iconic horror movies such as Demons, Return of the Living Dead, and Silent Night, Deadly Night, just to name a few. Make sure you get your VIP passes now so you can party with Linnea at the after party. Get more information about the Cult Classic Convention happening February 14th through the 16th at cultclassicconvention.com. We have some gaming news from the Vampire the Masquerade series via BloodyDisgusting.com. In spite of Vampire the Masquerade, Bloodlines 2 being delayed until 2020, fans of the Vampire the Masquerade universe won't be left empty-handed this year, as developer Draw Distance has announced that Vampire the Masquerade Coteries of New York will launch for PC via Steam on December 4th and for Switch in 2020. Draw Distance also said it's currently in talks with World of Darkness property holder Paradox Interactive about PlayStation 4 and Xbox One versions. In Coteries of New York, players will engage in the conflict between two vampiric factions, the traditionalist Camarilla and the fiercely independent Anarchs, along with the iconic landmarks and nightlights of New York. The single-player narrative experience will feature the fully licensed 5th edition rules set for Vampire the Masquerade. You'll be able to choose your character from one of several distinct clans, with every playable character offering unique powers or disciplines, different ethical approaches to certain issues, and dialogue lines. We have this news from the 12 Pole Manor Haunted Attraction in Wayne, West Virginia. Okay, folks, we're back by popular demand. 12 Pole Manor presents A Silent Nightmare. This will be our first Christmas-themed haunt, and we're raising money to buy Christmas gifts for children in need. So come out and help a good cause December 6th, 7th, 13th, and 14th. Admission is only $10. Join us for a silent nightmare. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/12polemanor. That's the word 12, not the number. We have this news from the Funhouse Haunted Attraction in Bluff City, Tennessee. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the funhouse, not a creature was stirring except for one louse. Taffy the Clown, whose spirit never rests, was sitting in the cold and dark, wishing he had a few more guests. The screams from last October had faded, and he sat all alone, feeling quite jaded. Then a thought shook loose from his twisted head. I'll make my own Christmas instead. He cackled with glee, and drool covered his chin as he summoned all of his freaky friends. The slaughter will soon begin. Season screamings to all. Tickets for this special event will be very limited for four nights only. Backyard Terrors and the Funhouse present A Creepy Christmas. From 7 to 10 p.m., weather permitting, adults are $15 donation per tickets, kids 12 and under, $13. Military, senior, emergency, and group discounts are available, and information can be found on their Facebook page, facebook.com/thefunhousehaunt. We have this news from Hillside Horror in Roaring River, North Carolina. Have yourself a very scary Christmas. One more weekend to fear the difference this season as we present Toys for Terror, A Very Scary Christmas Show. The Hillside will have a special Christmas twist on this December weekend, and on the first night, Friday the 13th, we also pay a special homage to Jason Voorhees. You won't want to miss this one-of-a-kind holiday experience. Tickets will be just $13 with a new unwrapped toy donation, and all toys will be donated to Mercy and Truth Ministry to help give local less fortunate kids a good Christmas. So come on out for this special weekend and help make a difference as you fear the difference. Tickets for this event will be at the gate only. To get more information, go to hillsidehorror.com. We have even more haunt news, this time from the Nightmare Chamber Haunted Attraction in Medford, Oregon. We plan on opening the Nightmare Chamber again in December for two nights, December 20th and 21st. We're converting it to a holiday-themed haunted house complete with zombie elves and the big man himself, Krampus. Tickets are only $10. Do you want to volunteer to act in the haunt? Let us know. Information will be posted at nightmarechamber.com. Let us know if you'd like to get involved as a volunteer to help out. Reliable actors and safety staff are needed. A meeting is scheduled for the beginning of December for new people to have all their questions answered. Stay tuned to our Facebook page for more info on how you can get involved. facebook.com/nightmarechamber. We have this news on the Los Angeles Krampus Run in Los Angeles, California. In our new setting for the Krampus Run, your encounter with the costume monsters of Krampus Los Angeles will be the closest thing yet to the experience you'd enjoy in a little town in the Alps. Not only will the festivals take place amid the faux barbarian splendor of Alpine Village in Torrance, California, with their chalet-style shops and chapel, but we're also going to make it snow, or at least enough snow for you to snap a picture that might convince your friends that you snuck off for a secret European vacation. Leaving the urban fishbowl we've been using in downtown Los Angeles creates more space, more twists, turns, and hiding places for chases and for surprise encounters with switch-bearing devils. For the uninitiated, the Krampus Run, or Krampuslauf, it's not really a run, and not quite a parade, but more of an interactive ruckus featuring a couple dozen Yuletide devils and mountain spirits in handcrafted costumes. Beware the towering Obergeist, the demon goat of Alpine legend. It begins at the stroke of six when St. Nicholas emerges from the quaint Onion Dome Chapel with a warning for the unrighteous, and their just desserts approaching. Then comes the sound of bells clattering on dozens of Krampus belts moments before the devils explode into the crowd. Naughty hipsters can expect much-deserved swattings, while children and more timid grown-ups can expect more gentle interactions. All is under control of the stern but benevolent old saint who at 7 p.m. calls back the Krampus and ends the Krampuslauf. Get more information about all the Krampus events happening this season at facebook.com/KrampusLosAngeles. We have this haunt news from Kim's Crypt Haunted Mill in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. The Halloween season may be over, but the Winter Wonder Trail begins December 6th. A family-friendly walk through the trail featuring holiday music, festive lights, cheer, and Santa. Kim's Cryptmas will be one weekend only, December 13th through the 15th, featuring the Krampus. Freaky elves, scary snowmen, and a twisted little Christmas in the House of Eyes. Don't miss out on these fun shows presented by Kim's Crypt Haunted Mill. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Kim's Crypt Haunted Mill. Crypt has a K in it, Kim's Crypt Haunted Mill. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Edward Furlong to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 22nd through the 24th at the Crown Plaza O'Hare. In 1991, Furlong began his film career as John Connor in Terminator 2 Judgment Day, a role that earned him an MTV Movie Award for Best Breakthrough Role and a Saturn Award for Best Young Actor. He followed this role with a string of moderately successful films and indies, sharing the screen with Meryl Streep, Liam Neeson, Tim Roth, Maximilian Schell, Vanessa Redgrave, and many, many others. In 1998, he starred in the film Detroit Rock City. During filming, he met Natasha Lyonne, whom he then dated. Furlong plays a young convict in Steve Buscemi's film Animal Factory, filmed in 1999. Get more information and tickets for Days of the Dead Chicago at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Containment Haunted House in Lithia Springs, Georgia. We wanted to let you know something new is coming this year, a haunted Christmas carol. We all know the classic tale of the three friendly specters that saved Ebenezer Scrooge, but let's not forget the thousands of others that weren't warm enough to reach the pages of history. In the shadows of the lights and beneath the family tree lurk images that are far more Edgar Allan Poe than Charles Dickens. This holiday season, come gather around the cemetery as Containment Haunted House presents a very haunted Christmas carol. December 20th, 21st, 27th, and 28th from 7 to 10 p.m. Get more information at containmenthauntedhouse.com. We have even more haunt news, this time from Fear Fair in Seymour, Indiana. Christmas just got creepy. Krampus, creepy Santa, and his elves, and many more denizens of the dark are waiting to entertain you with holiday horror. All new costumes and makeup, soundtrack, and the scenes are rethemed for Christmas. Come experience an event that's more fun and even more frightening than those Black Friday lines. Get more information, tickets, dates, and everything at facebook.com/fearfair. And finally, we have this update from HauntCon coming to New Orleans. HauntCon kicks off in less than 3 months in New Orleans, and they've announced the pre-show tour stops for the schedule, a highlight at HauntCon. The tour will visit three of the top haunts in Mississippi, Terror Test, Terror on the Coast, and Trail of Terror, as well as allow attendees to enjoy lunch, dinner, and a full day of networking with fellow haunters. The tour takes place the day before the show on Thursday, January 16th. Tickets are $195 and include lunch, dinner, and a networking party at Trail of Terror. There are a limited number of tickets available. The annual HauntCon trade show and conference will open January 17th through the 19th at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center in New Orleans. Tickets purchased by December 31st include access to the Brewing Booze and Booze Costume Ball, the largest party in the industry. Get more information, tickets, and more at HauntCon.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, we all know the Halloween season is over, and we can just kind of shed a tear over that, but we do have things to look forward to. A lot of haunted houses will be doing Christmas events. I believe the next Big Scary Show will be featuring some Christmas haunts going on. And then after the first of the year, the convention seasons hook up, starting with HauntCon, going back to New Orleans January 17th through the 19th. Unfortunately, it's last year in New Orleans, but to close out their several, I guess, three-year run in New Orleans, they are starting and planning and making this one, you know, balls to the wall, let's just say, with all get out. They're not holding anything back. I have got Liz from HauntCon and the Halloween Party Expo on the phone with me. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great. Let's talk a little bit about HauntCon New Orleans, January 17th through the 19th. As you may have heard on Big Scary News on this very show, we just announced HauntCon has just announced its tours, going to Mississippi, going to go see three very quality haunts on Thursday the 16th. Can you tell us anything about these haunts?
Yeah, so we're going, as a full day of tours, we're going to three amazing haunted houses. One of them was rated number six in the country this year after the Halloween season. And we're also taking you on a little bit of a culinary treat to enjoy some barbecue and jambalaya in Mississippi all day on Thursday.
Oh, that sounds fun. And I don't have the names of the haunts in front of me right now, but I believe there's a central theme, and they all have the word terror in them, which is awesome.
They do. That is our theme.
So it's the one-day bus tour that, you know, HauntCon does tours like this every year. So that is kind of the pre-show fun that's all going to be happening. And then on the 17th, Friday, is that open to the public? The doors open, everybody can come in on Friday, or do they have to wait till Saturday?
No, the doors open on Friday for the show. So we open actually this year differently. We're opening first to start with education. The education will start first thing in the morning, and then at 11 o'clock, the show floor opens. So it gives us more time to focus on learning first, and then open the floor to education in the afternoon. And that evening, we have our fashion show, which is where new products are launched on both Halloween and the HauntCon side.
I was going to ask you about the fashion show. You know, this is paired up with the Halloween Party Expo. A lot of people who aren't familiar with that, that's where a lot of the brand new costumes that you'll see next Halloween will be displayed for the first time. I assume that there will be many, many vendors showing off their finery at this fashion show.
That's correct. And it's a mix of fashion, but it's also products. So you can find accessories, props, decor, everything that's coming out new for the upcoming season on both the Haunt Con and Halloween side.
So you might actually have a model wearing some costume from a vendor at the HPE and carrying a bloody axe and a severed head from a vendor at Haunt Con.
You absolutely can.
Oh, wow. That should be fun. You know, I've seen the pictures from last year, and I believe I watched a few minutes of it, and it looked like a blast, and you can't go wrong with showing off the product in action, so to speak. Now, as far as vendors and everything, you've got you've changed the floor design a little bit, it looks like, this year. Are there more vendors? Are there spread out in different places? I know HauntCon seems to be on the other side of the convention center this year.
Yeah, HauntCon is on the right side of the show floor this year. We have doubled the number of vendors. We've got a lot of new vendors coming in for the first time, and some of our traditional vendors that everyone knows and loves. So we're excited to showcase the show floor and showcase a lot of new products that are launching for the upcoming Haunt and Halloween season.
Oh, can't go wrong with that. And, you know, one thing HauntCon is very well known for is its education. You said just a couple of seconds ago you're going to be doing education first on Friday, but I assume there will be classes going on, make and take workshops all through the weekend with some of the finest instructors, and a lot of these things people will make and be able to take them home, correct?
Yeah, we have over 70 hours of education, so Friday, Saturday, and full day Sunday. It's a combination of instructor sessions in our theaters. We've got a lot of new panel discussions, which really bring a flavor of all different speakers together in a panel discussion format. We have a new snake pit area, which is based all around networking and sharing of ideas. And then, like you said, the make and takes, which are so popular on the show floor.
Are there actual snakes in the snake pit?
That's a good idea, though. I wonder if I can find a vendor to do that.
I actually know a couple. We'll have to talk after this. But anyway.
Sounds good.
And I would be remiss. And, you know, folks, I've been going to conventions for a long time. But I have to say that last year's costume ball at, I believe, Generations Hall had to have been the coolest costume ball I have been to at any Haunt convention ever. And I assume it's coming back again this year?
It's coming back. It'll be bigger. And we've got even more surprises up our sleeves to unveil that evening.
Anything you can tease us tonight? I mean, I don't know how you're going to top last year.
Well, let's just say there'll be little surprises around the party where you won't expect them to come out.
I'm gonna have to think on that one a little bit. sounds like a lot of fun. And is that available to anybody that attends, or do they have to go to HauntCon in order to buy a ticket to the costume ball, or is it kind of a one ticket get you into everything deal?
Yeah, so this year, if you buy your ticket in advance by our pre-reg deadline, your costume ball ticket is included. If you wait till after the deadline, there's a fee to attend the costume ball, but everybody has to have a ticket to attend. It is the best party in the industry and one you don't want to miss.
I can definitely agree to that. Do you know the deadline for that?
I believe it's the end of December.
So December 31st, if you're planning on going to HauntCon, you probably better get your tickets beforehand, and that includes the coolest costume ball. It includes 70 hours of education. The vendor floor, you get access to the Halloween Party Expo floor. Go see what all the kids are going to be trick-or-treating next year, and all the adults, and what all the sexy this and sexy that costumes are going to be for next year. And it's just a whole lot of fun. And plus, it's New Orleans, folks. You know, how can you not have a good time in January? The weather's perfect. And it just looks like it's going to be a whole big lot of fun here. And I'm kind of sad to see it go.
Yeah, we are too. New Orleans has been an amazing host city. There's so much to experience. But we're also looking forward to what can we do next and even bigger in Dallas.
And that is what I was just going to bring up. In 2021, you are moving to Dallas. Are you moving? Where are you going to be located in Dallas? Do you know?
Yeah, We're right downtown at the convention center, so it's very easy walking distance from all the hotels. There's a lot to do downtown, but also there's a lot of amazing haunts around the city that we can't wait to tour and bring our customers to.
Oh, and I'm sure we will be talking about that in the weeks and months leading up to that. But in the meantime, folks, for people wanting information, HauntCon, the Halloween Party Expo, coming to New Orleans, Louisiana, January 17th through the 19th, the pre-show tour going to Mississippi on January 16th. If you need hotel information, if you need bus tour information, if you need vendor information, I assume if you're a vendor and you would like to come down, are you still accepting vendors and people maybe wanting to teach a class?
Yes, we've got a few speaker slots open, and we're always accepting vendors.
Oh, fantastic. So, folks, if you're somewhere along the Gulf Coast and you think this might be a cool place to vend your wares, or if you're a longtime vendor and you want to maybe just come down to New Orleans and party with the Haunters in January, network and all that good stuff, where's the best place to get information on the hotels, the tickets, the classes, the schedule, the floor show, and all the great things that make up the Halloween Party Expo and HauntCon?
The best place to go is our website. It's HauntCon.com, and you can find all the information right there. You also have our team's contact information, so if you need anything, you can contact any one of us, including myself on the team.
Well, Liz Irving, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show. Again, kind of just teasing a little bit about HauntCon. I'm sure that as it gets closer and a few more details and a few more news blurbs have been revealed, we will have you on again to talk a little bit about it. But once again, folks, go to HauntCon.com. And hopefully we will see you in New Orleans, January 17th through the 19th. Liz, a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary News.
Thanks so much. Can't wait to see you guys in New Orleans.
Once again, folks, Drew Badger here for the Big Scary News, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.